Can you remember back at the hospital any training in doing injections?
No, I had no training in doing injections then. My parents did all my injections up till the time I must have been about 13 or 14. I can't remember for sure, but they did it all. I didn't really get taught very much about my disease process. I went back to school, and it was a school which had quite a hefty emphasis on physical activity. I mean, I was playing rugby and all these sort of nasty games, you know. I can remember that they took precautions at school against my going hypoglycemic. I think the poor unfortunate games masters must have had a very difficult time with me. They were always very good and they never complained, I think they must have had a difficult time looking back on it. But really, I got very little education in terms of the disease and how to manage it. I don't think that at that time the importance of this was realised at all.
What do you remember about the urine testing?
Benedict's solution, yes. Having to boil the urine specimen with Benedict's solution over a little spirit lamp. My mother became very expert on this. Nobody ever taught me how to do it up until very late. So my mother used to do it, and I can remember that every now and then she used to shatter test tubes by heating them too quickly, and this produced a lot of mess and tended to be a sort of rather unpopular event in the household. But I myself didn't get taught anything about this. Again, it must have been up to the age of about 13 or thereabout, 13, 14. Again, I'm not absolutely sure. Round about that time as well, a decision was made to change me from that mixture of protamine, zinc, insulin and soluble insulin onto globin insulin, which was fairly novel.